Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, we're going to talk about funneling. What is a funnel? And when should you use them? Tim, why don't you let our wonderful audience know what a funnel is?
Yeah, definitely. So a funnel in terms of a website online is essentially a funneling the customer from a landing page to purchasing. And so basically any website that sells products or has some sort of a subscribe has some sort of a funnel. It may not be in the traditional sense, but if you are trying to get your customers to do something and you're trying to funnel them through, then you have a funnel. Traditionally though, when someone is talking about a funnel, they're usually talking about a like very formalized funnel where that's the only purpose of the page and it's a landing page. And basically there's multiple steps. There is the initial landing page with the general information. There's the second step, which gets them to, if it's to buy a product, if it's to opt into a form. And then essentially the funnels usually have multiple steps. So the second step might be an upsell to get, you know, a higher version or a additional add-on product or whatever it may be. And that's essentially a funnel. It's, you know, it's a way to if you think of what a funnel actually looks like, you have a bunch of people coming into your website and it's very wide net. And then they come down and you funnel them through. And then your goal is to hopefully convert a small percentage. Did that make sense, David?
Absolutely. And I guess the next question is when should you use them? And, you know, what funneling is good, obviously, you're going to need to have user acquisition. You're going to need to have an audience or a list of some sort that you can market to. Funneling is basically a marketing effort. So if you run promotions, deals, sell products, anything like that, or if you're looking for web design clients and you're doing paid search, you know, whether it's on Facebook or Google or wherever that is, those are the times when you're probably going to want to set up a funnel. You're going to want to know exactly where you want that user to go, and you're going to guide them all through the channel based on what your goals for that user is, because you don't want to waste time and money with people who aren't interested in purchasing your product or services. And you can weed them out through the funneling process. So funnels can be extremely powerful, awesome things to use. And, you know, when you should use them is any time in your marketing efforts. I highly encourage you to set up a funnel system and stuff. Tim and I have an awesome, you know, new course, Divi Business Expert, that we launched in August of this year, and it's been phenomenal. We're launching class 2. If you're building a WordPress business, highly encourage you to check it out. Don't have to solely be Divi to get advantage of this course. You know, it will benefit you if you're a WordPress only person. But we have a funnel for that. You know, we're funneling users in to our course to, you know, give them what they want so they can find out whether or not the course is a good fit for them and stuff. So, yeah, that's just one example.
Yeah, definitely. I couldn't agree more in terms of when you should use them. One thing I want to point out real quick is you might be wondering, okay, well, what's the difference between a funnel and a typical website? And I think the main thing is with a funnel, you're trying to get them to do one thing and one thing only. There's a lot of information, but it's all pointing to that one thing, whether it's to sell a course, like in the way that David described with our course, whether it's to get them to opt in to your email list with a freebie, whatever it may be, there's always one thing. A traditional website, there's a lot of things going on. There's information about the company. There's here's everything that we do, all of our different products and services and so forth. You know, if you're building websites for clients, you might have your portfolio on there. But if you're doing running some sort of a marketing campaign, you don't want to just send them to your website homepage where they're distracted by everything. You want to send them to a landing page and a funnel to take them through the different steps.
Fantastic. Well, tomorrow we've got a fun topic that Tim and I were going to love to talk about, how to spy on your competitors. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.